This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. As humans, we're accustomed to connecting through humor and also touch, whether it's a pat on the back for good work, a hug after your friend receives bad news, or the very first contact you usually make with another person, a handshake. That's what our next story is about, produced by the San Quentin Prison Report.
The San Quentin Prison Report.
SQPR is a media collective of prisoners and volunteers from the community working together to give voice to personal growth, social transformation, and restorative justice.
When volunteering at a prison, there are many rules to follow. There are dress codes, restrictions on what can be brought in and out, and physical contact between volunteers and inmates is strictly forbidden. At San Quentin, rule number 7 in the volunteer handbook states, "Do not hug inmates or engage in any other form of physical contact other than a handshake." Now, a handshake may be perceived as a simple and polite way of saying hello, but behind bars, a handshake can have many different interpretations. From inside San Quentin, volunteer producer Nigel Poor and inmate reporter Tommy Shakur Ross bring us this story.
A handshake, we all do it. A strong side grip, a fist bump, high fives, and countless other ways that we greet each other with our hands.
I shake your hand.
I shake your hand.
I shake your hand.
I shake your hand.
I tend to shake hands the old-fashioned way, a brief up-and-down movement of grasped hands.
That's a traditional handshake, Nigel. They have more modern and cooler ways to shake hands nowadays. For instance, there's a three-motion handshake that's pretty much cultural in every hood in America. And for this particular ritual, you grasp the lower wrist and the base of the hand, and in a smooth, fluid motion, you grab the base of the thumb and then interlock fingers. And after that, some people snap fingers or bump fist or point at each other.
Can you give us an example of how you can
just do my regular handshake? Well, how about just my regular handshake? This is how I shake hands. What's wrong with that?
No. We got to get some swagger inside of you, Nigel. There you go. No. You got to put the hand, this hand out like this.
Yeah.
Like that. There you go.
It feels so awkward.
The handshake has been traced back as far as the 5th century BC, and some people think that the handshake was originally a gesture of peace to show that no weapons were being concealed.
Right. A handshake is supposed to mean that I'm coming at you in a transparent way, but when I was in elementary school, two kids were fighting, and then suddenly one of them stuck out his hand, and he goes, "It's cool, man," but when the other guy went to shake his hand, he punched him in his mouth and knocked his tooth out. I even used that tactic before as a teenager.
Well, so much for transparency. A handshake can take on various forms and meanings, and that's true inside prison as well as out.
I think that handshakes can be an intimate thing. You know, sometimes it's also one of those things where a lot of different gangs have different handshakes.
I think handshakes are a way to greet people, a way we acknowledge each other.
If you was hip in a hip-hop community, you had a certain handshake. And when I had my first son, I passed it on to him. So that's now me and my son's handshake.
I don't know. I don't really like handshakes because when I shake people's hands, my hands get sweaty. I'm not too much into handshakes.
Oh, when you're sick, you give a person an elbow dab. That's just, you just reach out your elbow and they get the idea. But then even when I'm not sick, I give people the, "Hey, I'm sick. What's up?" Just a head nod.
Those were the voices of Lewis Scott, Shaw Wallace Stepter, David Jossie, Brian Acey, and Erlon Woods. They're all serving sentences here at San Quentin, this place that got us all talking about handshakes. I realize that when I shake hands on the outside, it gives me some insight into people, and I notice who has a weak grip or a firm one, whose palms are sweaty, and who looks me in the eye. But there was never really any thought about how in a place like this, a handshake can have so much meaning.
I've never really given it that much thought either. It's something I sort of take for granted, but now that I think about it, whoever shakes my hand real firmly, I always take note of it. It's like a firm handshake forces you to acknowledge that other person because it can be uncomfortable, right?
Right. Or it can be a way to show respect, of saying you can trust me. I think I've shaken more hands in my last 3 years at San Quentin than I have in my 50 years on this earth. I admit it, I want to learn to shake hands with some swagger and finesse. I spend a lot of time working here, and I just want to fit in. Can you blame me?
Nigel, you do fit in, but I must admit, your three-motion handshake is something you'll have to keep working on. Eventually, you'll get it.
Well, I never thought something as simple as a handshake could have so much meaning here. And for the guys here at San Quentin, a handshake, well, especially mine, brings them a lot of laughs.
Nigel needs help.
Give us a demonstration.
Give her a demo. A handshake. What's up, Nigel? There you go, stiff again. don't loosen up.
Give me another try.
Let's do it one more time.
Okay, so, I'm just walking. I'm walking into the yard.
Walk in the room. I see, hey, what's up, Nigel?
Hey!
How you doing? All right. she goes stiff. Her whole body leans to the side, and it's like a robot. Hey!
It's got to just be a natural flow, Nigel.
She started walking the room. She's like, you can't be
mechanical. Okay. You can't think about it, Nigel. You can't look at your hand. You can't
watch
Fast
and the
Furious.
No. I'm Nigel Poor.
And I'm Tommy Shakur Ross, and we are reporting for the San Quentin Prison Report.
I shake your hand.
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 I shake